This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, May 8th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Graham.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, will present its season finale, a John Williams tribute concert, Saturday, May 18th at 7:30 p.m. at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. SONA musicians and singers will perform highlights from movies like Schindler's List, Star Wars, E.T., Jaws, Harry Potter, and more. Tickets available at 443-5600 or sonamusic.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a conversation with Congressman Tim Griffin. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas talks to him about the Mayflower oil spill and more. Plus, the conclusion to our two-part oral history with 98-year-old Yell County resident Bud Rector. The latest installment of Arkansongs, a brief chat with musician Gregory Allen Isakoff, and more.
First, 5 weeks after the oil spill in Mayflower, Attorney General Dustin McDaniel says he still has concerns about health effects on nearby residents. Yesterday, he announced the creation of a task force that will serve as a clearinghouse for people in the town.
They are working with the Department of Health to oversee air sampling that we are conducting in residents' homes. I have a real concern about the short and long-term effects of carcinogens released into the air, which are still detectable in the living rooms of people in that area.
In particular, McDaniel says benzene can still be detected, though state environmental officials say they are at levels low enough that they are not unsafe. The attorney general also says he's not satisfied with ExxonMobil's offer to buy only some homes in the area, saying the company should be willing to purchase all 22 homes in the neighborhood where the pipeline ruptured at their pre-spill values.
Fort Smith residents will soon pay less for sanitation services. Last night, the City Board of Directors approved the decrease that will take effect July 1st. Biardi Nikakuli, the City Sanitation Director, says the rate decrease is possible because of savings gleaned from automating trash collection for the entire city.
As a result of the efficiencies we've realized over the past 7 years, I told the board then that if they would, in fact, allow me to automate the remaining households, which at that time was about 4,100, that we felt that we would realize enough benefit from the efficiencies and cost effectiveness of the program that I actually could offer a rate decrease. We calculated it last year, and it came out to be about $1.10 per month, and we put it in the budget.
Nikakuli says while the rate decrease is possible now, costs associated with solid waste collection are ever increasing, especially when accounting for costs such as equipment, fuel personnel, and even replacement and repair of trash carts.
I expect that we'll be able to maintain this reduction in rate for a minimum of 2 years. And what I was very specific about is that although the automated refuse or mechanized method of collecting trash recyclables in the city has offered us benefits in the reduction of personnel injuries, turnover rate, we can do more work with the same amount of personnel, and of course we didn't have to lay off anyone. We still have those increasing costs, so it's basically a hedge to sort of help us to better manage the ever-increasing costs.
Not only is trash collection automated, but Nikakuli says the city is beginning the process of automating collection of recyclables, and he hopes to automate collection of yard waste by 2016.
The city of Greenwood is one step closer to having a formal set of regulations for commercial developments within the city. Sunny Bell, the city's planning director, says while residential development has been regulated for several years, commercial development regulations were brought up some years ago but never approved by the city council. He says not much has changed in the regulations since the issue was originally brought up, and the regulations contain common sense construction standards.
Some of the things are the facades of buildings, adequate parking, Landscaping, making sure that they are under state fire code. Of course, they supersede anything else, but it just more or less spells it out to the developers where they can look at this and say, this is how we need to draw this up when we submit this to an architect. And then the architect, of course, will have a copy of our commercial guidelines. And as they design buildings for developers or even for going back and doing remodeling, then they would be able to have these commercial guidelines in front of them.
Bell says he doesn't expect the new regulations to have an impact on attracting commercial developments to Greenwood.
When it does come, we will be prepared for it. I mean, it's not going to be a magnet to draw businesses in there. It's not going to be a deterrent for businesses because it puts us up into the same category as, you know, a Fayetteville or a Fort Smith or any other community that, you know, prides itself on what its city looks like.
However, the development regulations are not yet final. Last night, the Greenwood City Council approved the second reading of the ordinance. It will need to pass a third reading before the regulations are codified.
This Saturday, the city of Bentonville will take part in the Great American Cleanup with a citywide cleanup of its own. Danielle Chastine, Community Programs Coordinator for the city of Bentonville, says that the cleanup will target cleaning along streets throughout the city.
Our parks are pretty clean and our trails are pretty clean too. So it's usually just along the city streets with construction debris and all the wind and everything. And usually at major intersections, there's lots of trash too from people throwing trash out their car window while sitting at a stoplight.
Chastine says the Great American Cleanup is a national campaign that normally takes place between the months of March and May, and that Bentonville normally holds its citywide cleanup during May because the weather is usually more favorable than in March or April. I said usually.
I heard that.
Anyone interested in helping with the cleanup can pre-register by contacting Chastine by email at dchastine@bentonvillear.com or by phone at 271-6826.
If you wanted to see Saturday's commencement ceremonies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville but are unable to be physically present, you're in luck. As has been custom for the past couple of years, video of most ceremonies will be streamed live online. All ceremonies to be held in Bud Walton and Barnhill Arenas will be streamed online. The only ceremony that won't be available for streaming will be the Fay Jones School of Architecture ceremony, which is scheduled to be held in Verizon Ballroom. For links to the program streams and for more information, you can go to newswire.uark.edu.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals dropped the series finale yesterday afternoon against the Arkansas Travelers. The Nats lost 6-0 at Arvis Ballpark. The Nats split the series with the Travs. After the four-game homestand, the Nats are 11-19 on the year. The team will open a 9-game road stretch tomorrow night, starting with a 4-game series in Springfield.
20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 tonight. Lows will be upper 50s in northwest Arkansas, around 60 tonight for the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 60% chance of rain. Highs in the mid-70s in northwest Arkansas. For the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow, 40% chance of showers. Highs around 79. And for tomorrow night, 60% chance of showers before 1 a.m. Lows around 60.